Did you know that if you're sick somehow in your body, it might be related to past trauma as a child of divorce? That's something that I'm discovering as I read a very fascinating book, and I want to share it with you today on this episode of Heart in a Drawer, the podcast for adult children of divorce. So I'm glad to be back with you after an unexpected break. I had some health issues, but they're resolved now, so I'm glad to be back with you. And I'm going to try to introduce you to the concepts in this amazing book that I only wish I had read years earlier. So it's called The Body Keeps the Score, and it's sold millions of copies. Basically, it started based on research that scientists were doing after vets came back from the Vietnam War, and they started using drugs and alcohol to cope with their problems when they hadn't been addicted before. So that's when this research started into what is causing post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, and how can we treat it? So I'm only about 25% into this book on my Kindle, and I'm telling you, it's an amazing, amazing look at how our brains work and how trauma affects us. Now, of course, we know that soldiers that go to war are deeply affected by trauma, and you might think, as a child of divorce, oh, I haven't faced anything like that. But in a past episode, I talked about the ACE score, and I'll refer to that in the show notes. You can go back and take that ACE test, and if you have a higher score, that means that you're actually more prone to disease because your body is holding on to unprocessed trauma that you experienced as a child. So my ACE score was pretty high. So I had never really made the connection between some of my issues that I have, mostly immune system disorders, skin problems that I have related to stress, that when I don't process stressful situations well, those things flare up. And I'm learning by reading this book that it's to my benefit to address those issues so that I'm the healthiest, strongest, best person I can be, and I'm not taking it out on my own body. Before I get into these notes here in this book, I've been thinking about this concept because my children are in junior high and high school right now, and I remember learning in junior high science that energy is not actually created, it's just transferred. So maybe you recall reading that or learning that when you were younger too. And what I'm thinking about as I'm reading this book is, you know, that energy that we receive, that negative energy that we received as children or even as young adults when our parents divorced, it came inside of us. We absorbed it, and we either need to transfer it out, or it's going to transfer within us and cause damage. And so that's just the basic principle I'm thinking about. It's not in this book as far as I know, but that's the one that I'm thinking about coming to this book as an adult child of divorce and thinking about why it's well worth my time and energy investment to get that energy processed where it needs to go so that it's not destroying me. It's not destroying my immune system. It's being placed where it needs to go instead. So, we're going to do more than one episode on this because it's just such a complicated subject, but it's so important. I think it's worth devoting a couple episodes to. So, today I'm just going to talk on what this book talks about how our brain processes trauma. So, let me get to kind of a basic, really, really overly simplified discussion of how this book describes it. So basically, our brains are built from the core out. So the core brain is sometimes referred to as the reptilian brain. And that's what, when we're babies in the womb, that's what is built first. And that controls our heartbeat, our breathing, all those involuntary activities that we have to stay alive. And then the next layer outside of that, they refer to as the emotional brain. So that's called the limbic system. And one of the parts that controls that system is called the amygdala. And so really, without thinking about it, we can have an emotional response to a trigger or even a pleasure based on that system that's built outside of the most basic core of our brains. And then the last part of our brain to develop is the frontal lobe. And that is where our reason, you know, when we kind of think things through, and it's, I think, not fully developed until we're in our mid-20s. So let me get to a part when I can describe this. It talks about how when we process trauma, how this works. So let me just read a couple quotes from this book. It says, "The central function of the amygdala, which I call the brain's smoke detector, is to identify whether incoming input is relevant for our survival." So it's very important. And then it says, "If the amygdala senses a threat, like a potential collision with an oncoming vehicle, it sends an instant message down to the hypothalamus and the brain system, recruiting the stress hormone system and the automatic nervous system, the ANS, to orchestrate a whole body response. Because the amygdala processes the information it receives from the thalamus faster than the frontal lobes do, it decides whether incoming information is a threat to our survival even before we're consciously aware of the danger. By the time we realize what's happening, our body may already be on the move." So it's talking about our fight, flight, or freeze responses. That's processed in the emotional brain, not in the rational brain. So it says the emotional brain has first dibs on interpreting incoming information. And the second neural pathway, the high road, runs from the thalamus via the hippocampus and anterior cingulate, I hope I'm pronouncing these things correctly, to the prefrontal cortex, or the rational brain, for a conscious and much more refined interpretation. This takes several microseconds longer. If the interpretation of threat by the amygdala is too intense, this is something we need to listen to here, and or the filtering system from the higher areas of the brain are too weak, as often happens in PTSD, people lose control over automatic emergency responses like prolonged startle or aggressive outbursts. It says that trauma increases the risk of misinterpreting whether a particular situation is dangerous or safe. And so it says even a slight misreading can lead to painful misunderstandings in relationships at home and at work. So maybe you've overreacted to some kind of trigger situation and you didn't understand why you were doing it. It's because your emotional brain is filtering it through a past experience that you might have had as a child. And so you're just interpreting that situation in the same way as a threat when it really isn't even a threat anymore. And it says, whenever the limbic system, that's the emotional brain, decides that something is a question of life or death, the pathways between the frontal lobes and the limbic system become extremely tenuous. So there's this really delicate balance between what we know to be rationally true and what our emotional brain is telling us to be true. It's kind of in argument with itself, based on all this history that we have, all this trauma that we have. And it says, dissociation is the essence of trauma. So dissociating between what is real and what isn't real, and what was true in the past and what is true now. It talks about flashbacks and how people can feel depressed and weary and fatigued from those. And it says, the trauma that started out there is now played out on the battlefield of their own bodies, usually without a conscious connection between what happened back then and what's going on right now inside. So how does the body keep the score in this regard? Well, when we get triggered in that fight, flight, or freeze mode, when that threat is sensed, our body is flooded with hormones like cortisol, adrenaline, that are meant to power us to move, to get out of a threatening situation. So if you are on constant threat, your body is being flooded with these chemicals, these biochemicals that really aren't necessary. And that's when they start breaking down your heart tissue. That's when your immune system goes into overdrive, like it does when my eczema and psoriasis breaks out, that I used to have to take prescription medication for seborrheic dermatitis on my scalp. So it was this little miniature bottle that looked like a travel size mousse can. It cost $100 even after insurance. And I would put this steroid onto my scalp because giant flakes of my scalp were falling off. And now I can see, I can look back into that time of my life and remember, oh, I was under intense stress during that time. And I didn't recognize that my scalp peeling off had anything to do with that internal drama. But obviously, it's because those surges of adrenaline and cortisol, this energy that was being produced, had nowhere to go. And so my body turned in on itself and started destroying itself rather than putting that emotion out where it belonged. So I know I have given you a ton of information today, and I've only scratched the surface of it. Next time, we're going to look at how do we process this? How can a trained professional help us process these buried emotions? That's what I want to look at. I'm trying to get some interviews from some people that I'm going to share here to tell you the kind of therapies that they've gone through to process these complex emotions that are buried deep within their brains. And I'm looking forward to disclosing more of the information from this book and maybe some testimonies from some of my friends next time with you. So I will make a master worksheet. I always do a printable with every episode, but I'm going to do a master worksheet for both of these episodes and put it together in one in episode 2 of this particular topic. So you can go to the show notes and check out this book that I highly recommend that you order for yourself, because I'm just introducing it to you here and I would like you to dig into it yourself and learn and grow from it yourself. So let me just close out with a prayer today for you. Father God, I just thank you so much for the one who is listening today. I know that you have made our brains so marvelously, Lord, and you have crafted us with intent and masterful design, and we praise you for that. And we praise you that we have scientists who are studying how our brains work so that we can learn ourselves how to heal from the inside out, how to heal from our trauma, from our PTSD, Lord, so that we can step into the light that you have for us and live a life free from the bondage of the past. And I pray that everyone listening would seek help and just continue to lean on you, Lord, for comfort, encouragement, and strength in their healing journey. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's always my joy to hear from you. And so you can go to the contact page in the show notes and send me a prayer request or any feedback you have. I would love to pray for you specifically over the needs that you're facing in your healing journey. So I look forward to hearing from you, and Until next time, I'm praying God's peace for you in your healing journey as an adult child of divorce. Bye-bye.